of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In previous broadcasts, I've told you that some people have developed plans to open the borders wide between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and integrate us into a North American Union like the European Union. I'll admit that idea sounds pretty far-fetched. Most people know that Canada and Mexico are very different from the United States in form of government, language, culture, and customs. Canada is a completely socialist country with socialized medicine and legalized same-sex marriage. Canada has a terrible language problem that has caused all kinds of difficulties and attempts at creating a separate nation for those who speak French. Mexico's economy runs on bribery rather than private property and respect for contracts. Mexico's chief business is illegal drugs. A handful of billionaires are at the top of the economic pile in Mexico, and the rest of the country is kept in abject poverty. Nevertheless, we keep hearing that powerful people would like for the United States to combine our economy with Canada and Mexico, give us one border around all three countries, allow the free movement of goods, services, and people, and even give us a common currency, which has already been named the Amero. This follows the European model of progressing through a common market, then the European Union, and finally adopting a common currency called the euro. Apparently, this plan is well known in other countries. In a TV interview on CNBC, a vice president for a prominent London investment firm named Steve Priebus talked bluntly about the Amero as the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. This news is downright shocking. Ask your members of Congress to call an immediate congressional investigation to find out what's going on. It sounds to me like we need a new congressional committee on un-American activities.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show.
The man who says he used to sell furniture for a living. The trouble was, it was his own.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. You know, the Constitution tells us that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. And I'm looking at an article here I've received from Lee Iacocca. He said the press is waving pom-poms instead of asking hard questions. The press won't ask hard questions, and when we ask them what we call free speech, they call treason. Now, this is something that has not just begun here in the last decade or so. Prior to World War I, the American people wanted to remain neutral and just stay out of the war. There was J.P. Morgan. He had the money to invest. And there was the nation's steel mills and the nation's shipbuilders, and they wanted to build and sell more ships. So in March of 1915, this group hired some men who were knowledgeable about newspapers, and they purchased the editorial rights of 25 of the best newspapers in the nation. Anyway, they convinced the public that if we didn't fight over there, we would soon be fighting over here. And almost immediately, they were building ships and making steel, and corporate profits were rolling in. Not a lot has changed, people. Today we have seven media conglomerates. They're Disney, CBS, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, and General Electric, which control 90% of what goes out over the airways. And they promote what? Amnesty for illegals, homosexuality, abortion, environmentalism, and globalism. And you say, why doesn't this information get out? We were talking about the new union between Canada, United States, and Mexico, and the CFR. And not too many years ago, we couldn't talk about the CFR because it didn't exist. You couldn't prove its existence. And David Rockefeller, in 1991, was in Baden-Baden, Germany, and he told how the CFR has been kept a secret. He said, we're grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But he says, now the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. Joseph Farah has written a book, Stop the Presses, the inside story of the new media revolution. And I have with me today as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition, our good friend Joseph Farah, who, of course, also founded WorldNet Daily. Hello, Joseph, good to have you as a guest.
Well, Derry, I'm delighted to be with you, and I'm delighted at your selection of this topic. It's like music to my ears, and it's what I've been doing and studying for at least the last 30 years, and appreciate the opportunity to talk about it with you.
Right. Now, a lot of this is in your book, is it not, to Stop the Presses? I will admit right off the
Absolutely.
Hand,
in fact, much of what you just dealt with has been in some of my previous books, too. And the backdrop on that is, look, you know, when we think as Americans about changing the direction of our country and our government, most of us think in terms of using the political process to do that. You know, well, we'll vote for the best representative who reflects our views and the best president and the best senator and so forth. And that's how most of us, normal, everyday Americans, think that we have an impact on the direction of our country. Well, some people a long time ago, communists, to be very honest with you, came up with an alternative idea. There was a fellow by the name of Antonio Gramsci, who was an Italian communist, back around the turn of the last century, who came up with an alternative way of changing countries from, you know, free enterprise economies to socialist and communist economies. And what he said was, rather than, you know, take Lenin's approach, which was the violent overthrow of the bourgeoisie, he had a different idea. He said, let's infiltrate the cultural institutions of these countries. Let's take over their educational system. Let's take over the press. Let's take over the entertainment industries. And slowly, over a period of time, we change the hearts and minds of those people. First and foremost, by the way, on his list of things to do, was to get people away from the idea that there is a sovereign God in the universe to whom we're accountable. That was the most critical thing, because if you eliminate God, well, then the next highest authority is government. And that's when they got you. That's what they love, is for government to be God in a society. Anyway, that model has been followed by socialists and communists and humanists for the last more than 100 years now. And that's essentially why we have the kind of press that we have, the kind of news media we have, the kind of, you know, entertainment media we have. Those institutions have been thoroughly taken over, thoroughly permeated. My latest book, Stop the Presses, deals with more recent developments. It deals essentially with the last 30 years and what's happened and why it's happened, because we have seen, you know, I was an eyewitness to this. I'm in a sort of a unique position because for 25 years, I was involved in what we, you know, talk about today as the old media, the newspapers and the old print media. I did everything you can do, running daily newspapers, investigative reporter, foreign correspondent. And I saw in that time period, in that 25 years of the news business, I saw the takeover. I saw it completed. The coup d'etat was completed. And what you have today is you have a bunch of activists, political, radical activists, in control of newsrooms across America. And I'm not just talking about newspapers. I'm talking about television network newsrooms and all of the powerful institutions that influence our society. And now, that's the bad news.
Okay, let's get the good news after this message. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
PowerVideo.com.
And we're back. We're visiting today with Joseph Farah. He is the owner-operator of WorldNetDaily.com. And, Joseph, going into the commercial break, you were talking about the activists have now taken over the major news media. You know, I can remember way back with Walter Cronkite, you know, he would say, he'd end his show every day with, "That's the way it is." And I think, Walter, this is one subject I know a little bit about. I don't think that's the way it is, you know?
It's very true. In my book, I talk about that because almost everybody has had some experience where they know more about an event than the news account that they read, you know, from personal experience, or they were there, an eyewitness. And I said, isn't it amazing how every time that happens, the press account is so wrong? And one of the problems, and this one has not been addressed, as far as I know, by anybody else, any other observer, or certainly no other insider in the press, and that is the systematic takeover of the newsrooms by these activist organizations. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. And I saw this happen. Have you ever wondered why, when it comes to an issue like man-made catastrophic global warming, that you will just not see any news reports that view this issue with skepticism? I mean, it is simply one scare story after another, and it is as if the people in the news media don't know that there's another side to the story at all. They just they're acting as propagandists for this alarmism, almost as if they were on the payroll of Al Gore. Well, there's a very good reason for that. And the reason is this. years ago, and I saw this group take power in the newsrooms, a group called the Society for Environmental Journalists. Sounds innocent enough. Sounds like a, you know, a little debating society or something, informal. Over the years, this group has just completely latched on to the extremist agenda of the environmental movement. Global warming is a central tenet. Now at their national conventions, for instance, when they have panel discussions and so forth, members of this group, leaders of this group, actually say publicly, maybe we have to even stop talking to people who disagree on this agenda, because after all, I mean, there's just no science to back them up. Why should we give them the time of the day? Why should we give them any exposure at all? In other words, they are actively screening out opinions that Derry Brownfield might hold, or Joseph Barra, or even preeminent scientists.
Oh, I was going to say, there are hundreds of scientists that actually study weather patterns.
Thousands. I just met one fellow from South Korea who has studied this all his life, an astrophysicist, and he's got data that conclusively proves that global warming is a fraud, and in fact that it's not CO2 that leads to warming. It is warming that leads to more CO2.
And let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
5023. We're visiting today with Joseph Farah, talking about the Stop the Press, what has happened to our free press here in this country. Joseph, you were talking about the Society for Environmental Journalism and how they won't listen to but one side. And we see this not only in environmental journalism, but we have similar societies for the homosexuality movement, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. These people have control of the news media. Now, do you think, is there money changing hands here? Why? Why would the news media want to be so one-sided?
Oh, most definitely money is changing hands. A great question. And it's always a key question. with these special interest groups, each one of them has a single focus, you know, a single issue that they focus on, which makes them more efficient than if you sent a group to take over a newsroom and they had to watch out for every issue, they'd lose track. But these people are passionate about what they believe in. Where does the money come from? You won't believe it. The money comes from the big media corporations. They underwrite these groups. They sponsor their national conventions. And, of course, most importantly of all, they hire them. They give them the jobs and they give them the control they need in the newsrooms to be effective. So you're talking about all of the biggest media conglomerates, multinationals in the world are all participating in this scam, from News Corp to ABC, Cap Cities, the New York Times and Gannett, and, you know, pick your poison.
But why? Why?
Well, I think that obviously they approve of the agenda, number one. That's one aspect of it. The other is that, you know, it happens even in smaller with smaller companies. And here's what I think is at work there. Have you ever noticed how some companies just don't have any sense of right or wrong? It's just about the bottom line with them. And
well, show me a company that does. I'm talking about your
major multinational. It's a very good point. But some of them are worse than others. And one of the things that happens is that a company like that doesn't believe, you know, that is self-interest is what it's all about, bottom line. Well, when they get pressure, when people who know how to apply pressure, companies like that often cave into those desires. They often think that, well, you know, if we're getting pushed in this direction, maybe it's good for business for us to move in that direction. I think that's another aspect of it, you know, you can't help thinking that these people know what they're doing and want to push through. Look, you know, Derry, I know you talk about this frequently on your show. It's frequently a topic for our WorldNet Daily staff. We got a trend in this world. The trend is globalism. It's pushing us in the direction of one world government. We got the law of the sea treaty coming back. I mean,
old buddy Bush is doing that.
Yeah, we thought that was dead as a doornail. Here it comes again, back from the dead. We've got the North American Union. We got Bush telling us last week we need to move toward integration with the European Union. I mean, it's an endless list. And that's what I think is at work here, too. It's those people I described earlier who set out over 100 years ago to change our hearts and minds. They've done it, and
well,
America's a worse country for it.
Let me give you a good example. Pepsi Company has put the pledge on their cans. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Are you familiar with this?
I've heard about it, but I haven't
right.
seen it with my own eyes.
Well, I haven't seen it either, but I've gotten it from very reliable sources that they have put the Pledge of Allegiance on their Pepsi cans. Yet they took out the words "under God," and when people have emailed them and tried to get in touch with them on why did you do that, because they didn't want to upset anybody.
Right. And well, they upset us, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
But they don't care about us, evidently, because they believe that people like us, people who believe in God, are placid and conservative, and we're not going to rock the boat. We're not going to give them a hard time. And you know, let's face it. You know, if you adopt the term conservative to explain who you are and what you believe in, conservative does sound pretty defensive and timid to me.
See, I'm not sure I know what conservative or liberal is.
No, anymore. I don't either. I don't think those terms are somewhat meaningless in our day and age.
Right. See, and you know, Scripture tells us this. They will say right is wrong and wrong is right.
If that isn't the world we're living in today, I don't know. I've never seen a better description of the world we live in.
Absolutely.
Right is wrong, black is white, up is down, you know.
And when you look at the New World Order lingo, you know, Webster wrote his dictionary
The very first Webster Dictionary was written so that they couldn't change the words in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't say one thing and mean something else. But we have this doublespeak that I see it all the time. For example, a stakeholder. What's a stakeholder? You know, they use these terms that have a totally different meaning than what you and I grew up thinking they meant or what Webster said they mean.
Yeah, I wish they still understood what the word deed meant.
There you go. Let's take a break. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Despite popular beliefs, experience is not the best teacher. It's the worst teacher. Learning from your mistakes is expensive and time-consuming. The best way to learn is by other people's experience. And when it comes to protecting your private property rights, the Paragon Foundation has lots of experience. The Paragon Foundation has been down a few long, hard roads and have learned a lifetime of lessons. So learn your lessons the easy way. Join the Paragon Foundation today. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, "Have fun, see you in a few hours"? Of course not. So why do you leave them unprotected on the internet? Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How? Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Do you struggle getting to sleep easily or staying asleep? Do you wake up stiff and feeling like you didn't get a good night's sleep? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular sleep-enhancing formula is called Relaxamag. It contains a special kind of magnesium known as magnesium bisglycinate, which is the mineral magnesium bound to two amino acids of glycine. Magnesium helps to relax muscles and nerves, while glycine works in your brain as a relaxant neurotransmitter. The combination is a powerful way to turn off the stressors of the day and help enter a restorative, deeper sleep that is so vital for your health. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to health products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. Don't struggle with a restless night. You have choices at Wellness Resources. Get well soon.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he doesn't suffer from insanity. He enjoys every minute of it. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Joseph, we've sort of stirred up a hornet's nest here. We've had quite a few callers wanting to talk about global warming. And I tell you what, the subject of the show today is really about the news media and what our nation is putting up with, and I literally say putting up with, because we don't have a major news media out there in the electronic division, at least. And I'm going to ask our global warming people. That'll be another show for another day. But I want to talk about your book, first of all. And it is a hardback book. It's umpteen pages here. Let me look very quickly. I can tell, but it's almost 300 pages. And we can put it in your mailbox. Put it in your mailbox for $26. Credit card orders only. Dial 1-800-201-7892. For check, cash, or money order, just send it to Common Sense, P.O. Box 7579, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Something that you need to know as to why you cannot get the news you want. And Joseph, I remember when Fox became a Fox News went on the air. What, they haven't been on the air, but maybe what, 10 years, something like that?
11 years. 1 year older than World Net Daily.
Okay. And I thought, you know, hey, and O'Reilly, he's a good guy. And now all of a sudden, I look at this thing, and I see he's just another Rush Limbaugh and another Hannity. They don't tell the stories.
Well, you know, there is a great temptation, I'm sure you know, when you get successful, is to become part of the establishment. And it's something that, you know, I have pledged personally that I would guard against. People told me, of course, when I moved to Washington, D.C. area, I was going to get sucked up into the Beltway mentality. I don't think anybody has had anything to worry about so far. But it's something we have to guard against, let's face it.
You don't have the Patomac fever yet.
not so far. But you're absolutely right. That's what happens. We've all seen it. We played an instrumental role in the success of Bill O'Reilly. By his own admission, as you know, we launched his newspaper column into syndication. He used to write for World Net Daily. And when he had his first big number one best-selling book, he called me up and said, you know, I owe it all to you. You told me you could do this, and you did it. And, of course, people forget those things. And and the money makes you forget, and the compromises you're asked to make sometimes lead you in the wrong direction. But, you know, here's the good news. The good news with, you know, we can talk about how bad the media are all day long. We could do show after show on that. We could tell horror story after horror story. But there's some good news. There's a silver lining to this dark cloud. And you know what it is. You're doing it. We're doing it at World Net Daily.
Yeah, but you know, you and I are still, and I'm a little bitty peanut. You're a great big peanut. But compared to all of the people out there, nobody knows us.
Yeah, but you know what, Derry? Look at what's happening to the big guys. Look at what's happening to the network newscasts. When you mentioned Walter Cronkite earlier, Walter Cronkite had far more people watching him than are watching probably all three of the network newscasts today. The audience has found other places to get their information, thanks to the Internet, thanks to talk radio, thanks somewhat to cable television, and so forth. There is more information available today than ever before. You got to work a little harder to find it. You can't go tune in to one place for 22 minutes and expect to really understand what is going on in the world. But more Americans are doing it. Now, does that mean overall we're a smarter people, a more moral people, a people who are really prepared to be self-governing individuals? No. We got a lot of work to do. We have maybe a generation or two of work to do, I think, to get our country headed in the right direction. But with regard to what's happening in the media, it's all positive. The newspapers are losing circulation. The network newscasts are losing audience. World Net Daily is growing. Talk radio's audience is growing. So I think that, you know, sometimes it's good to take a step back and count your blessings.
Well, see, you and I can't compromise. I have no compromise in me. If someone wants to change, it's kind of a funny story, and I'll share it with you and my listeners. But some years ago, it's a long story, and I'll try to speed it up and do it in 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But some years ago, our corporation had, and at that time, I owned half interest in Learfield Communications. And at that, and we had this meeting, and we brought all of our employees in, and they had a facilitator, and we spent one whole day just answering questions. They'd put up a scenario, and then you picked out the one that you liked best or most fitted your personality. And then the second day, all this came back on a computer, and they put it like on a clock. And if you were at 10 minutes after the hour, you had a certain kind of personality. If you were at 30 minutes past the hour, another, if you were quarter till the hour, you still had a different personality. And I didn't show up on the clock. I was way off. My little dots were way, way in outer space. So then they asked the people, now, what are you going to do to change? And this person, they were going to change their way, and this, and they're going to do this and all that. And he got to me, he said, what are you going to change? Why should I change anything? I said, I've been doing this for 60 years. I don't see any reason to change now. And he said, well, what part do you play in this corporation? I said, well, I own half interest in it. And that kind of ended the conversation. But I don't compromise. I know you don't compromise.
No, you know, we've been told in our society over, you know, the last 30, 40 years that compromise is a good thing. I'll tell you, one of our slogans is no compromise. I mean, because that epitomizes what we're about. This is no compromise journalism. Because I believe in truth. I believe that there's such a thing as right and wrong in this world. A lot of people don't. We live in a moral relativistic society now, where people can't distinguish between right and wrong. But if you still believe in those things, there is no compromise. How can you compromise with evil? How can you compromise with a lie? And this gets right to a major issue of my book, which is, what is the central role of a free press in a free society? Why did the founders consider it so vital to have a free press in this country that they enshrined it in the First Amendment? And by the way, that was the first time that ever happened in the history of the world. The free press was invented right here in America by our founding fathers and by those, you know, colonial pamphleteers. This was not just an experiment, you know, the first time experiment in America. It was a first time experiment in the history of the world. One of the things, I have a chapter in my book about the history of the free press. And in researching this, I was amazed, Derry. I was absolutely blown away by the fact that this is so new. It's such a recent concept. You know, we've got, 5,000 years of human history that we can trace. And in that 5,000 years, we got 200 years of even the idea of a free press.
Wonder about the town criers of olden days. Where did they get their information?
Well, much of it was controlled by government. Much of it was controlled by a church. There was no such the idea of an independent press that served as a watchdog on the powers that be, completely an American idea. And why did the founders do that? Because they understood that the real threat to freedom comes from where?
From the government.
Comes from the government. The government
and
is
you know,
force.
I hear constantly, and people accuse me, say, you hate the government. I said, no. I love the government. The government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Mm-hmm.
This tyrannical bunch is trying to tell us what to do is not our government.
That's right. The Constitution, more than anything else, is a document about restraining the power of government, because the founders understood that, if left to its own devices, government would take more and more control over the people. We wouldn't have a self-governing nation, which is what they envisioned. The press was one of the checks and balances that they put in place because, you know, just like the checks and balances within the government, the free press they saw as a check outside the government. And that's the whole concept of that watchdog role, exposing corruption and fraud and waste and abuse. Are you going to get somebody inside government to expose those things? Very unlikely.
And let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Talk30.com.
And you need to get the book, Stop the Presses by Joseph Farum. It's easy to do for credit card orders only. Dial 1-800-201-7892. For check, cash, or money order, just send it to Common Sense. $26 puts it in your mailbox. That takes care of the shipping and handling. Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. You know, you were talking a while ago about compromise. And I was watching the night that Drudge walked off of the set there at Fox News. Did you see that?
Yes, an amazing night. By the way, I had the privilege of being on Drudge's show last night. He was congratulating us on our 10-year anniversary. But that was an astonishing moment. It's something you might not see the rest of your life. And it was a matter of principle that Drudge acted because it had to do with the pro-life message that he wanted to put on his TV show, and I guess it was too much for the censors at Fox.
Yeah, and they told him he couldn't do it, and he just put on his hat and left.
And never looked back.
And you're right, he didn't. Now, I mentioned I was on the show with Jerome Carsey just here a few weeks ago. A year ago, we had the same program, and I was on the program with Judge Napolitano. And he made a great speech, a dynamic speech, but you'd never hear him say those same things on Fox News.
You know, I noticed this very same phenomenon. You might know that we published Judge Napolitano's first book, Constitutional Chaos, which is an amazing document. In fact, when he proposed it, I thought, well, this guy must have had some kind of a revelation here, because I watch him on Fox and I don't see him talking about these issues of how the Constitution is being subverted, but yet that's what his book is all about. And you're right, even in promoting that book on Fox, none of the meat was ever permitted on the air.
No, so he compromises.
I guess you could say that.
Well,
yeah,
for
the marketing purposes, at least.
All right, now here's the deal. Are you going to compromise and be able to get out part of your information, or are you going to cut off your nose to spite your face?
See, I think if you listen, any chance you get an opportunity to talk, I'm getting a chance to talk to you right now. I'm only getting part of my information out. So I would say that if you have an opportunity to get part of your information out, you probably take that opportunity 9 times out of 10.
See, we've lost many, many affiliates because I am not politically correct, and the radio station is owned by someone who is politically correct.
Right. I know the problem. I've been there. I did a radio talk show, too, for over 3 years, and I know the hazards of it. There are many stations that are not going to be courageous enough to talk about the issues we're talking about today. I don't just mean the media, but I think some of the deeper issues we've been talking about, like control. Who's pulling the strings?
Right, that makes the puppets jump. But I'm 75 years old, Joseph, and I'm not out here to make friends or to win popularity contests. So anyway, we're going to take the final break of the hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition by Joseph's book. Just pick up the phone, dial 1-800-201-7892. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter. A yearly subscription is $24.95. To order the Common Sense Chronicle, send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What things will you find in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's watersheds and Minutemen, property lines and Jack McLamb, vigilantes protecting our borders, endangered species restricted corridors. Save the tadpoles, the greenies cry, while they're spraying something in the sky. No hunting and fishing on this here land till the DNR pulls back its hand. You in water, you in air, you in everything, it just ain't square. PETA kills both dogs and cats, but wants to protect all the gnats. Kemosabe is a friendly word. Now it's hate speech? That's absurd. Global this, global that. It's all hogwash, that's a fact. What I want to know is, hey, Derry, where'd you get that hat?
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
And we're in the home stretch here, Joseph. I would like to ask you a couple of questions concerning WorldNetDaily.com. As it's obvious that you also are not politically correct. You get the word out there. And have you ever had any real pressure to close your operation or to not tell a story or something of that nature?
Yes, we've had one sitting over our heads for the last 7 years, a $165 million libel suit, which would be the biggest defamation case in the history of the world, filed by one of Al Gore's buddies in Tennessee over our coverage of the 2000 election. That is a pretty extraordinary pressure. Right now we're on our way to taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court to try to get the case thrown out. I wouldn't say that, you know, because of the nature of WorldNet Daily, the fact that advertising only pays for about 50%, and most of our advertisers are, you know, not none of them, no single advertiser is that important to us. We don't get the pressure there. We certainly got the pressure from the economy in 2000 when the internet bomb took place. But otherwise, I think we've been very blessed by God to be put in a position where we could maintain our integrity and our independence without without facing too many temptations. There is one, Derry, that I'm sure you're familiar with. There have been several major companies that have attempted to buy WorldNet Daily for a lot of money, money that would set me up and my children up and my children's children for the rest of their lives. But that's not what we're about.
No, they just change. They'd buy you in order to get rid of what you're saying, would they not?
That's right. And we never started WorldNet Daily to get rich. We've done very well, and I'm happy with the fact that this company is now, you know, moving in the direction of being in the black and profitable. And that's good enough for me, as long as we can keep telling the truth and doing what God put us on this earth to do.
You know, you say you're going to the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court?
You got it. We've already been to the Tennessee Supreme Court and didn't get satisfaction there. What we're trying to do in that lawsuit is to protect our confidential sources. There's one little part of an 18-part series that is a bone of contention, and it has to do with we can't reveal our sources. We're unable as a news organization to reveal our sources because the reporters who wrote the story will not reveal them. And so, in essence, we're in a very tough spot as a news organization. We can't compel these guys to do something that's against their conscience, and neither can the court. And so We're appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court on that basis, which is, you know, protecting confidential sources. By the way, this is not a criminal case. This is a civil case. And no one has ever gone to jail for protecting confidential sources in a civil suit. And so, therefore, we think we can get satisfaction.
When does that come up? When will we know?
Well, the chances of the U.S. Supreme Court hearing any case, as you know, is tough. The odds are stacked against you. It's a 1 out of 10 shot that they will even hear the case. So I just appreciate the prayers of your audience that maybe God will intercede in a good way. I believe that if the Supreme Court took this case, we'd get a 9-0 ruling back on it in our favor. That's how clear cut it is as a matter of first.
Well, what happened in Tennessee? And
Tennessee,
we just have seconds left.
Tennessee, you got to remember, we're dealing with a Tennessee public figure down there who is a very wealthy figure who's a major contributor to politicians all over the state. He was Al Gore's largest political contributor and chief fundraiser.
And, Joseph, we're out of time. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you, all the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get?
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing.